Here's your chance to get a glimpse of space launch history. You're looking at a Delta II rocket getting ready for launch at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. This is the second to last launch of the Delta II, and the first time it was captured in 360-degree video. Teams from Kennedy Space Center's Launch Services Program know this rocket all too well. The Delta II, or workhorse of NASA as they call it, has been the backbone of NASA's science missions for the last three decades, launching over 50 agency spacecraft during its lifetime. Today, NASA's Launch Services Program is launching JPSS-1, the first satellite in the Joint Polar Satellite System, a collaborative critical weather observation program between NOAA and NASA. When in orbit, JPSS-1 will cross the equator 14 times a day, bringing us faster updates and quicker evacuation warnings for extreme weather. This particular variant of Delta II has a first and second stage and nine solid rocket motors for an additional punch at liftoff to get its payload into polar orbit around the Earth.
Rock, report range status.
This is Rock, range is green.
We join the countdown at T-minus 15 seconds.
ATC-3, main power disable on.
On.
Hydraulics are go.
Status check.
Go Delta.
Go JPSS.
Delta 2 and JPSS-1 are now fully fueled and ready for liftoff. Better buckle up, it's going to get bumpy around here. Go Delta. Go JPSS-1.
4, 3,
engine start.
2, 1, 0.
Liftoff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, engine start, 1, and liftoff of Delta II and NOAA's Joint Polar Satellite System 1, making the U.S. a more weather-ready nation.
The Delta II is proceeding on a flight azimuth of 196 degrees, just to the west of 180 degrees south.
Good. Also seeing a good symmetric burn across all six groundlet solids.
33 seconds into flight, the Delta II rocket will reach Mach 1, breaking
now
the speed of sound.
Now passing 30 seconds. Chamber pressure on main engine and veneer engines continue to look good. Now passing Mach 1, Delta II is now supersonic.